Hey, it's cool if you are deleting your stuff because you're worried somebody's gonna recognize your voice samples. But here's a couple things. If you make like a soundgasm or something, you can set the links to private so people can only see them if they have the link. So that might be helpful. If you make a Vocaroo, somebody can download the files and they might do whatever with them. You might even one day find that somebody has used your lovely recording without your permission and shoved it up on Pornhub and have to throw a fucking tantrum about it. Actually, most people who do jerking off to audio porn are incredibly grateful and incredibly nice. Like, even the people who talk to me, because I do really extreme fetishes, you'd think they'd be really scary bad people, but they're almost, like, I've maybe talked to a couple people who were overly enthusiastic about their niceness, but I've never talked to somebody who was mean or aggressive to me. And if anybody ever tries to be mean or aggressive to you, just send me an email, okay? That goes for any girl on FSA. I've always wanted to kill a man with sex alone. I've always wanted to rip somebody's teeth out. I've always wanted to, like, really slap somebody in the nuts with my microphone until they are physically incapable of doing anything but having their penis surgically removed. So I'll take care of that for you, okay? I'm mostly kidding, but kind of not, like, what I will say, though, another thing that you can keep in mind is, yeah, it's really hard to recognize somebody for sure based on their voice, but also the statistical likelihood that someone you know will be obsessed enough with your particular audio recordings enough to jerk off to them and then have the bravery to say something to you is really, really small, because you have to think of it like mutually assured destruction. Whatever thing you're doing porn about, most people don't talk about porn, and most guys especially don't talk about porn with some random girl that they only kind of know, or some girl that's a member of their family or whatever. So, like, the way I look at it is, if one of my guy friends jerks off to me, he's probably never going to tell me, because he would have to admit that he jerked off to, you know, fetish porn or whatever. He would have to admit, like, even if it was just like a femdom fetish or something, he would have to admit, wait, did you make that record? Like, and what if you were wrong? Like, what if you tried to call somebody out and you're like, hey, I think you were in this porn that I listened to about a girl masturbating in her home and imagining that some guy was masturbating to her, and was that you? Like, you'd sound insane if you said that. And you can never be 100% sure, so you would never ever say anything. You want, there's also Vocaroos expire, but you can't be sure, people won't download them, because it's really easy to do, whereas some other sites make it a little bit harder. So you might try something like that. But I've been recording for a really long time, and nobody's ever recognized me in real life. And for the bulk of the time that I recorded, I worked in call centers, so I would talk to hundreds of people every day on the phone, and I'd be like, hi, this is Zantosa, how can I help you? And they'd be like, some of them would be like, oh my god, you sound so hot, are you single? And I'd be like, yeah, but I'm in a completely different part of the country from you, stud. So unless you're into jerking off while I talk about the products for the company, then you're shit out of luck right now, because it's not like I can suck your dick through the phone. Sorry. So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
And I hope that you have fun with whatever you decide to do, though, okay?